This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Government to build hundreds of more units as it reports heavy demand for state housing. Barbados to see almost 400 cruise calls for the upcoming winter season. The Attorney General defends the decision to include several stakeholders to draft the cybercrime legislation. The Minister of Home Affairs and Information announces that measures are being put in place to deal with the backlog of cases in court. And the Jamaican government sends 36 Haitian nationals back to Haiti. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. The details to the news up next. The National Housing Corporation reports heavy demand for government-built housing, with thousands on a waiting list for state-built accommodation. This has been disclosed by General Manager of the NHC, Ian Gill, who says more housing developments are planned, including one that's in response to major overcrowding at the Pine Housing Estate, which may eventually be rebuilt after some of the current occupants are relocated.
One of our pilot projects will be the Pine, because the Pine is still by far the biggest estate that we have and the oldest estate at that. So we have situations where we now have to check for structural integrity of those units and so on. But at the same time, land is being made available that within the next year to 2 years, we are looking to attempt to build at least 400 units, not very far from the Pinelands community, and land which has been provided. Because the intention is that once we've moved them, we are not going to allow additional families to enter. We are going to take down those buildings and prepare that land can do more for infrastructure.
Mr. Gill highlighted the high demand for housing.
If we were to provide accommodation for the thousands, and there are thousands, whether you like to believe it or not, there's still many, many people and families across this country that want to be accommodated, you know, and it is not that it is a third world problem. This problem exists even in the first world. If you go places like California, they have this problem.
General Manager of the National Housing Corporation, Ian Gill. Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, projects 396 cruise calls for the 2023-2024 winter season, more than Barbados's best performing season in history. He says these calls will bring Barbados to over 90% recovery of cruise business. Last winter season, Barbados welcomed 358 cruise vessels and over 600,000 visitors. In the 2018-2019 Barbados season, Barbados welcomed over 700,000 cruise visitors disembarking at the Bridgetown port.
We are projecting that this coming winter season, the port will have some 396 calls with an estimated some 722,000 passengers due to arrive on the island. If this projection is realized, we would have achieved a 99% recovery of cruise business when compared to 2018-19, which would have been our best year yet. If we exceed the projection this winter season, we would have set a new cruise record in Barbados.
Meantime, he announced that Condor Airlines out of Germany will continue flights beyond the winter season.
We are pleased to announce that the Condor arrangement will go beyond winter and continue through the summer of 2024. This is a major accomplishment for the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. concerning the global challenges associated with airlift.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell. Attorney General Dale Marshall believes the inclusion of several stakeholders to participate in the drafting of the cybercrime legislation is necessary before it heads to Parliament. Yesterday, the Law Reform Commission began consultations with members of the judiciary, the Barbados Police Service, as well as the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, and a representative from CARICOM's Implementation Agency for Crime and Security, to name a few. The Attorney General was speaking at the opening of a three-day workshop at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
The consultation with our stakeholders is key. I have a feeling from my personal experience as AG that sometimes we do go ahead and enact legislation because of a burning social need, but only after we've enacted it do we sometimes take the trouble to sit down with the people who have to deal with it, who have to see it through the courts, who have to investigate and charge people. And I'm very happy that in this instance that we're taking the time to consult with the stakeholders, and I know that it will redound to much better piece of legislation.
Mr. Marshall gave the assurance that government will sign on to the Budapest Convention, a treaty designed to increase cooperation among countries to address cybercrime.
If you look at the recitals to the Budapest Convention, you will see that one of the most important ones expresses the need for us to balance the competing interests as we deal with the challenging area of cybercrime. Because we have to balance the interests of the public in terms of easy access to technology, easy use of technology, the right to the protection of their privacy, while of course ensuring that the individuals involved in law enforcement have the adequate tools to deal with the criminal element. As a matter of government policy, I can say to you that the government is committed to seeing this legislation brought swiftly to Parliament, and we are also committed to ratifying the Budapest Convention.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams admits that while there is a backlog of cases in court, measures are being put in place to address the issue. Mr. Abrams' comments came on the sidelines of a Barbados Probation Service workshop for officers who deal with sexual offences.
We all know we've had issues with our criminal justice system, right? You know the AG is trying to get more police in. The police have been recruiting, trying hard. The government is doing its part to try to level that playing field and get matters on. We accept it's a problem. There's a maxim, justice delayed is justice denied, right? And particularly in sexual offences, right? When people get on with their life, quite often they don't want to revisit that. And it prejudices the prosecution. Those are the realities, but the government is doing everything that it can to ensure that cases are investigated and prosecuted and that persons get their day in court and get what's coming to them. Our justice system is perfectly capable of handling all aspects of complaints, reports, and charges. It will take a while to get through the backlog, but concerted efforts are being made to reduce that backlog and bring it to party while keeping current with the new cases.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, Chief Probation Officer Denise Agard is calling for an increase in staff to deal with a rise in cases and to reduce the backlogs.
We have put in requests before the Ministry of Public Service to have an increase in our staff to deal with these situations because, as you would understand, a pre-sentence report is done, is supposed to be done within 8 weeks, and sometimes that's not always possible. We have to put in the factors for officers going on vacation, officers having sick leave or having other things that they have to do. So we really would like at least three, four more officers to deal with the backlog that we're getting. The cases, the requests are coming fast and furious. We're trying our best to court, but we would really like to have additional staff.
Chief Probation Officer Denise Agard. The Jamaica government has repatriated 36 Haitians who landed in the eastern parish of Portland on Saturday. The Ministry of National Security in a statement said the Haitians who arrived by boat were safely returned to the French-speaking CARICOM country. The ministry stated that they were made aware of the group's arrival and consequently mobilized the necessary measures to see their safety and, well, see to their safety and welfare needs. The ministry said the authorities had been in dialogue with the Haitian government and arrangements were made with the relevant authorities in Haiti to facilitate the group's safe return. Recapping the headlines. Government to build hundreds more units as it reports heavy demand for state housing. Barbados to see almost 400 cruise calls for the upcoming winter season. The Attorney General defends a decision to include several stakeholders to draft the cybercrime legislation. Minister of Home Affairs and Information announces that measures are being put in place to deal with the backlog of cases in court. And the Jamaican government sends 36 Haitian nationals back to Haiti. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.